Get out and experience what the Northwest has to offer. So much to see, brought to you by Toyota of Portland on Northeast Broadway. There are some events around the Portland metro area this weekend. In this week's So Much to See, Veronica looks at some things to do minus the mud.
There's an open mic night tonight at Clyde's Prime Rib Restaurant and Bar on Sandy Boulevard. The annual Holiday Food and Gift Festival is this weekend in Hillsborough. It's one of the largest holiday celebrations in the Northwest, drawing about 15,000 people. Over 300 exhibitors that feature art, crafts, jewelry, clothing, wood, music, photography, toys, Christmas decor, and more. You can call it a gift buyer's delight. There's also a large gourmet food area where you can sample and purchase a wide range of food items, including tea, chocolates, pasta, soups, meats, dips, coffee, jams, and shortbread, along with chili, sauces, and a lot more. Speaking of food, there's a Saturday event focused on eating and drinking. It's called Gobble Up Portland. Tickets are free, but you need to register ahead of time. Vendors are lining both sides of the hall at Alder Block, and the Milk Run Market is out back. You can sample food, plus a full bar featuring many of the cider, wines, and spirits you can sample inside. Again, Gobble Up Portland is Saturday, 10 to 5. And the Portland Book Festival at the Portland Art Museum, featuring a lineup of local and national authors. And if you don't want to stay indoors this weekend and are brave enough to face all the mud, Dr. Andrew Lux is a critical care physician at the University of Washington School of Medicine.
So I think one of the biggest risks that hikers face is having to deal with the varying terrain. And so what started out as a nice, easy-to-follow trail can all of a sudden disappear. I can't give you an exact number, but I've treated a reasonable number of people who have had accidents in the mountains, including falls, being hit by rock fall, as well as suffering injuries after being caught in avalanches.
Show of hands of who's fallen. Yep, that would be me. Broken bones and twisted ankles are the most common injuries, but there's also a possibility of a bruised sternum, otherwise known as the breastbone. That's what I did this spring, and it took about 6 weeks to recover. Another big risk at this time of the year in the forest, falling branches. Damian Carre is with Oregon Tree Care.
Especially an untrained eye. You know, it may look attached and it may not be. Or even if it is, it can still come disconnected or severed from where it's torn and failed from. Even if they don't look heavy or big, they can still be very much of a risk.